From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There's one of those humorous expressions which contain more than a grain of truth, and that is, a camel is a horse designed by a committee. That's to say, when you have a nice idea and you give it to a cluster of people to refine, it turns out less than you thought. During the week, the ACMA released a statement that the Syllabus Review Committee was being disbanded because it could not achieve consensus. Here was the idea that the regulator, its assessment contractor, and the amateur community could sit at a table with a brief to follow and come up with an agreement. Those of us who watched the Wireless Institute of Australia annual general meeting via video link will have heard the president, Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, in answer to a question, explain that there had been a pattern of interference from an acknowledged group of people, and this had disrupted the WIA from full attention to its primary purposes. Now, these are my words, as the final version of the video has not been posted as yet. So this idea of having a consensual committee seems good on paper, but it doesn't recognise the reality that there has to be one peak representative body, the body that the ACMA sponsors to the World Radio Conferences and which also sends its representatives to the IARU. And there has been an antagonistic stance from an apparent club which was given status of a peak body at the table. If the public record is anything to go by, this thoroughbred was doomed to be less of a camel and more of a spiny anteater. On another note, with the impending announcement of our new WIA board, I think it is time to ask how many directors have completed the available training in company governance. It is critical to the proper running of any organisation that the people charged with running it are up to the mark, not only with the aims of the body, but with the law and regulations that control its operation. Under the Companies Act, the penalties for not following correct procedures can be extremely high. Not knowing the rules is not the answer that the ASIC will accept. The reason I put this question is that for many years the WIA was seen as the exemplar to the amateur club network, and whilst the majority of radio electronics clubs are now incorporated under state legislation, and the requirements aren't as onerous as the Corporations Act, there is that introductory statement that the body can perform all legal functions to achieve its aims. We need to remember the rules when we set out to help our fellow amateurs. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.